sit back down. Don't want to muddy the water for whatever the Lord has. But I was thinking during that song, you know, there's some things the devil don't like. One of them's the blood, one of them's praise. I'm going to tell you what. If you can lift your hands and praise God, a lot of your troubles will disappear. I tell you what, it doesn't say praise the Lord, that everybody that hath breath praise the Lord for nothing. I tell you, if you can praise God, those chains will fall behind you. That God will meet you there. I tell you, and I was thinking, I don't know why this always comes to my mind, and Joe may get tired of it, but you know, I think about Joe at times. You know, she came to the convention. She came up here to babysit. Wasn't thinking about trying to come to the Lord at all. She just going to babysit, maybe make a little money. I don't even know. Maybe just out of the kindness of her heart. But she was laying in that bed, and she said, "Let me see what happens if I lift my hands to the Lord." God met her right there. God will meet you where you're at this morning. Whatever problems you have, God will meet you there. I tell you, if you draw nigh to Him, He will draw nigh to you. I tell you, God is worthy this morning. We can magnify the Lord. Let's put the devil on the run. He hates praise. I tell you, I know back years ago when Brother Thomas was here and they were dealing with a young lady, there's one thing that he encouraged everybody to do other than plead the blood was to praise the Lord. The devil hated praise. Yes. He will run. And I remember years ago with Dina, I'm pretty sure it was Dina, that would have visions in the old church, and we would be praising the Lord. And the church would be lined with angels praising God with us. I tell you, there's a secret in praise. And I tell you, if you can lift your hands and praise God, your troubles, they may not completely disappear. They're going to seem mighty small. I tell you that. But anyway, I just had that thought. God is worthy of praise this morning. You can praise. I don't care who you are. You may not be able to preach like Phil or Billy Graham or ever who, but you can praise God. That is a key. That is something that every saint can do is praise God. So let's praise God this morning. Give them praise. Lord, we thank you this morning. We lift you up, Lord. Thank God. Thank you, Lord. Thank you for what you did on the cross, the blood that was shed. Lord, that we have victory in you this morning, that Satan is defeated. Praise God. Thank you, Lord. Praise God. Hallelujah.
Praise God. It's not that this needs any confirmation, but there's been two things been on my heart this week. And it came back to me again this morning. And it's a verse, first of all, Jeremiah chapter 33. Verse 3. I think everybody knows this. Let me look it up and read it. It's the second, let's see, it's 2 and 3. This is what the Lord says. He who made the earth, the Lord who formed it and established it, the Lord is his name. Call to me, and I will answer you and tell you great and unsearchable things you do not know. Things you don't know. We need what we don't have, what we don't know. And that's the thing that Solomon was asking for. I don't have wisdom. I don't even have the strength. I don't have the power to do the duty you've called me to. But he asks, right? He asks. And, you know, I know we got a funeral service too, and there's, you know, the time is always an issue at times. So, you know, sometimes we don't need to say something for an hour, hour and a half. It might be 10 minutes or 5 minutes. If it's God, it's God. If God empowers someone to say something, it is the Lord. But I just wanted to say, in light of what's been preached this morning, as a confirmation, the Lord wants to answer. He said, call on me. He had called Jeremiah. He told him he had fortified him like a wall and a pillar. He said, you know, he called him to talk to people that would not receive what he had to say. He was called to people that would reject him. But God said, look, I've called you. You say what I tell you to say. I've got your back. I'm going to protect you and I'm going to rescue you. But it was later on that he tells him this, call upon me and I will answer you and show you great and mighty things you don't know. And you're talking about where it comes to. And in our generation, this generation where we are now, it comes right down to where we're at. And there's a reason for it. This was the other thing I had. I was out praying, walking around, and this came to me so clearly. It's, you know, we all, you know, Phil was talking about how we have different gifts, and we do. We have different gifts. If your gift is sewing a cloth, I don't care what it is, God anoints you, you're going to do it better than anybody else. And it's going to actually have a spiritual impact. And that's what we need. A supernatural God gives supernatural gifts, and he empowers us supernaturally to do what we cannot do. And that's why he told us to ask. Ask and you will receive. But this was a very simple thought. I was walking through the woods praying. And this one part of you, you know, do, are we all called to pray?
Yes.
He said, each one of you, you go to your room, you shut the door behind you, and you pray to your Father.
Yes.
What's the first thing he said in that prayer? First, our Father. He's our Father. That's who we're talking to. Hallowed be your name. Then he says this, your kingdom come, your will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Amen.
Have you fully seen the kingdom of God come in your life? I haven't. But he, if Jesus said for us to ask for that, does he mean that we get that?
Yes.
And if we're a group of, it says kings and priests.
Right.
I mean, we're not kings, and yet in Christ we are.
Yes.
We reign with him.
Yes.
But what's going to happen is he told us to pray, your kingdom come, your will be done on earth as it is in heaven. That means unfettered, unhindered, God, you come. And if he comes up, if he comes in each individual, each person with the gift that he's called them to, his kingdom is coming.
Yes.
And when we ask, we receive. That's a very simple thing, but that's why he said, you ask in faith, believing.
Yes.
And the reason why you can believe it is because God has called you to it. He will never call you to something and not give you the grace. But the beauty of it is this. We're involved in the asking. We're involved in believing that he said who he says he is, and that if we will only ask, we'll receive. And we're going to see the kingdom of God come. You think about when Jeremiah was called. I tell you what, Jerusalem was going to be destroyed. The temple was taken down. And the only people that survived was just like Jeremiah said, You throw up the white flag of surrender and go right in there with Nebuchadnezzar and surrender, or you are going to die. You know what? The Lord wants us to surrender. He wants us to surrender our life to him fully and let him lead us fully. He is the shepherd. He's the great shepherd. I tell you what, I'm convinced of this. He wants to lead us to the very end. It's not about getting all the doctrine right. In fact, we can get everything right and be 100% wrong if we're not empowered by his Holy Spirit. We've got to have his Holy Spirit. And that's why he said to ask for it. And for me, I'll tell you what, I see it coming. I'll tell you what, that was the other thing. I was out praying. I said, Lord, this is what's funny about it. Do any of us have the ability to do this? I'll say, no, we do not. But he said for us to ask anyway. It's not dependent on us. It's dependent on the power and the strength of the living God. And this living God said this, you ask, you're going to receive. I mean, if Jesus Christ came to you tonight in the bedroom and stood there right in front of you and said, I told you to ask and you'll receive, well, you might faint. I don't know. I might faint. I tell you what, though, it's as sure as him doing that because he has proclaimed it. And when he said you do it, he means do it. Do it and not do it because I said do it. He's not saying that. He said, I want you to know who I am. I want to give you what you don't have. And if I give you what you don't have, you are going to be supernaturally empowered for my kingdom to come and my will to be done. And it's going to be done no other way.
Yes.
If it's going to be done no other way and I tell you to ask for it, I'm intending for you to ask and believe that you're going to receive this.
Yes.
I believe it. I believe that every person here, I don't care if you're 100 years old or if you're 5 years old or younger, if you hear the Lord's voice and he says, just like remember when he called Samuel? The Lord called Samuel. He's a little tiny boy. And he heard him. And he ran in and told Eli, I said, did you call me? He said, no, I didn't call you. Well, he did it like three times. And Eli realized, you know what? That's the Lord talking to that little boy. Well, he said, if he says it again, you say, it is I, your servant, listening. I don't care how old or young you are. When the Lord speaks to you and says, call on me, you do it. Listen and act with faith. The Lord loves us. Do you know he loves us? That's the most unbelievable thing. He said he would even honor us. Does anybody here deserve to be honored by God? I don't. But guess what? He's in Psalms 90, when he said, I'll honor you and show you my salvation. That salvation is this ongoing process that enables us to be the people of God. A supernatural people of God that can be strong in him. And no matter what your calling is, he will empower you to do what he wants to do. That's the kingdom of God, right? If that comes, is it not going to be seen? It is going to be seen. I believe it. And I believe it's for every one of us. And it's not for the strong. If it was for the strong, I wouldn't be here. I wouldn't be here. And you wouldn't be here either. You know what, though? He ain't looking at our strength. He knows we have a little bit of strength. He's got all the strength we need. He's got the power. He's got the direction. It is not in man who lives to direct his steps. That was Jeremiah's prayer, I think. That's what he said. It's true. I'm confident this one thing. When the Lord shared what he shared this morning, he said, ask for me, ask of me what I've promised to give you. You're going to see it come to pass. You're going to see it come to pass. And I've placed in the body the gifts the way I want it. You know what? Sometimes things lay dormant for a long time. I tell you what, when God brings it to life, it's the life of God. Sometimes it's a seed of faith. As it starts to grow, we start to say, well, gosh, he actually meant what he said. Well, ain't that something? You know what? Let God be true and every man a liar. We're all liars if we get right down to it. Don't tell me you've never lied. You have. I have too. God has never lied. And when he makes a promise, you can guarantee, you can rest assured he's going to bring it to pass. He loves us. He wants us to act in faith on what he's told us. Do y'all believe that?
Yes.
Praise God. Amen.
God, I sure appreciate this morning. I was thinking, you know, when Phil was talking about the different things he was mentioning, I was thinking about what Paul wrote about there in 1 Corinthians. You know, he talked about there, that's where he talks about the Jews required a sign, the Greeks seek after wisdom, you know, different sort of approaches, people wanting to see things or the way they think is the right way to get to God. But, you know, he said in that passage, he said that we preach Christ, the power of God and the wisdom of God. You know, it's not that we don't need knowledge and it's not that we don't need power. We need both, but the point is that both are found in Christ. That's the source. That's the answer. Actually, you know, that thought came to me as we were singing this morning. We sang the song, In Prisoner's Change, you know, with Bleeding Stripes, I Bless Your Name. That second verse there where it says, you know, at some midnight hour, if you should find you're in a prison in your mind, and you know how these songs you've sung for years, you can kind of sometimes sing them because you know the words in your mind is thinking about something else. That's usually a bad thing when that happens. But as we sang that, I started thinking about, you know, what puts us in those prisons? How do we get in those prisons? You know, what are those prisons? And I was just kind of thinking about, you know, the different things, the fears about the future and things we can't control and circumstances not going the way we want. And, you know, all those things that put us in those prisons. But as I was kind of just, I was just singing along, but my mind was kind of thinking about that. But then when I kind of snapped back to attention to actually focus on what I was singing, it's when we started singing Jesus, Jesus at the end, you know, just repeating Jesus. And it was like, you know what? It doesn't matter what the prison is. That's the answer. That's the answer. He is the answer to this. And what wisdom we need, what power we need, it's in him. And that, I thought about that same thing in 1 Corinthians there later on in verse or chapter 4, you know, the part of what he's dealing with in Corinthians is some people coming there and kind of undermining Paul and his ministry and talking him down and talking themselves up. But he said this at the end of chapter 4, he says, "Some of you have become arrogant as if I were not coming to you, but I will come to you very soon if the Lord is willing. And then I will find out not only how these arrogant people are talking, but what power they have. For the kingdom of God is not a matter of talk, but of power." And I thought about, you know, we talked about your kingdom come, your will be done on earth as it is in heaven. The way that kingdom's going to advance and his will is going to be done and his kingdom's going to come, it's not a matter of talk. It's a matter of divine enablement. It's a matter of his power working in us and through us. But whatever we need, the wisdom we need, the power we need, the grace we need, the understanding, it is all found in Christ. And I believe it's there for the asking. Praise God. I believe that's his invitation to us this morning. It's there for the asking. Praise God. Amen. I appreciate this morning.